Warning. The log that you are about to play is embedded with a frequency that is deadly to all Floopians. Frequency will commence now. If you find yourself able to hear this, then you are not a Floopian, and you may continue listening at your leisure. Oh, and do tell Athena that the curator says hello.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Astra Episode 6. We're taking a new direction in terms of, like, this is going to be more cartoony. This story takes place about a month after the last story. So after Kami and the Glorpians have settled New Glorparis, stark naked, by the way, that's important to their culture now.
It was beautiful.
So the crew of the USS Astra, which is the name of their new ship that they have had for about a month, we find our crew picking up a hitchhiker by the name of Stovetop. Stovetop is an autonome from the planet of Moltrox. We're gonna get right into it. All right, boys. Game time.
Alakazam!
We've been on this ship for a month. I'm starting to lose my mind.
You should see the video games I play in my head. It is funny.
What about the actual video games?
No. We did not take...
No, you did.
No. We left them to be a marketable plush.
Doesn't matter. Bing Bing is with you guys now.
I will kill Bing Bing.
We will kill Bing Bing.
I would have ate Bing Bing at this point.
You guys forgot to give them...
We've been flying for 4 weeks... He's eating something.
I pranked you guys. It's actually a video call.
I tried eating the video.
Okay. Hang up the call.
Oh my god.
Where'd my food go?
Why do you guys all hate Bing Bing so much?
Yeah, where are we in the system?
Huh?
Where are we in the system?
You are in not the Vraxis system as you have been in previously. You are in the... Baja system now.
Just read the canon.
Yeah, I did.
I wonder how the criminals of Hamark are doing on this fine day.
What?
Is it day? Is it night? Huh? I lose track. I'm lost in my mind. I grow
Do
weary.
I know any like inhabited planets in this system from my business dealings?
All of you guys are fucking crazy!
All of you guys are from the Vraxis system. None of you know any of the planets here except for Stovetop, who is approaching the destination that he wished to be dropped off at now.
Victoria, what is night and day when you're in space?
Four.
You just see, like on my fucking robot eye, you just see, like, a fucking buffering system. And I'm just like, blank stare.
Dude, my producer's probably pissed at me. I've been just not...
You've just been AWOL. Well, I would imagine Cosmo in his free time has been like recording samples to like work on his new album.
I've been like doing ads.
He's... Oh, you've reached that stage of your career.
And like,
he has a cameo?
Yeah, I have a cameo. Oh my I've been doing like cameos.
We need another take on that one.
Yeah, Stovetop. We're almost there. Stovetop.
He's a fucking poker.
Guys, I love this guy.
There's no way you survived 2 weeks on this show.
He's my best friend. He's my best friend now.
I wanted you guys to like Bing Bing so fucking much, but no, we got fucking Stovetop.
I love Stovetop.
Instant fan hit. Smashing success. All right, fuck you, bitch.
I'm sorry your scrim blow didn't work out, Gavin.
What?
I'm sorry your scrim blow didn't work out.
No, I know. I used the industry plant.
It was a bad intro to the Bing Bang. If he was less annoying.
Well, you know clearly he's a Jar Jar thing.
Yet you did nothing that made Jar Jar interesting and memorable.
Jar Jar is not interesting or memorable.
Yes, he was. The way he spoke is the most memorable thing about Jar Jar.
Yeah, he spoke like that.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
I did, and you guys wanted to kill him immediately.
It was a silly voice. But also because I associated it with the Bing Bing that we had met, like, before. We heard he was
You never met a Bing Bing.
The llama.
Last session.
That is him. It's the same Bing Bing.
Yeah.
Why did he talk so different?
He learned English now.
It was the translator.
He got a new translator.
What, did he want it in Spanish?
Jesus. You guys are so nitpicky with Bing Bing.
Jesus.
Nitpicky.
By the way, he recalled and he's listening to all of us.
You see Bing Bing crying over the hologram.
Oh, I feel kind of bad.
Stovetop, fix it.
Cosmo, I was your biggest fan.
Yeah, Stovetop. I'm the newest guy. Stovetop.
Don't make me feel worse.
Bing Bing has a pin that says I Heart Cosmo. He rips it off his chest.
Yes.
Oh no, our
prophet. Yeah. Does Stovetop wear glasses, like sunglasses?
He actually does.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is the new Spongy, bro.
This is the new Spongy, fuck.
Spongy? Okay.
Oh, they never got to meet Spongy.
My eye is gonna stop buffering. It's just gonna turn orange. Yes! Stovetop!
John has started copying him and saying, yeah, John!
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck.
And that's going to stay forever.
You created a monster.
So, I know.
So, notably.
I think he was already a monster.
Of note, Lasuna has not been sighted since you saw her disappear.
Thank God.
And I've been really hungry.
John has been more hungry than normal.
We need to get to this planet.
Which is saying something.
Yeah, John!
I'm starting to think he's going to
eat
me.
One. Yeah, he's going to eat me.
Yeah, John.
You're the most bite-sizable, but it's okay.
Yeah, but going by sheer calories, Victoria would be first.
I got a lot of metal.
No, I like him too much.
That's fair.
He gave me meat hand.
And this guy literally looks like a bird.
He is a bird.
He is chicken.
I know.
I am not a chicken.
I have tried biting him a couple times.
He's just getting feathers every time.
Yeah, I'm just, like, snapping his, like, nose.
You're, like, spraying me with water.
Yeah, no.
Gotcha! Gotcha!
All right, let's land this thing on this. Stovetop,
David. Yeah, Stovetop.
All right, you have approached the planet Moltrox, where, what was your errand here, and why did you hire these lovely...
He wants to go home.
Yeah, I know, but you hired this crew to help you on your mission.
He's writing a guide to the galaxy.
Stovetop's guide to the galaxy.
So my main mission was
to blow up.
I was visiting family out in space, but I needed to come back to Moltrox because I have tickets to go to an all-exclusive amusement park.
Okay.
Another one.
Space famous.
Space miss.
All exclusive.
All exclusive.
You don't get shit. Yeah.
What? No rides, no games.
You don't even get to look inside.
It's a big tarp over it.
Stand outside for 5 hours.
You get to see the sign for 1 hour.
Exclusive, you don't even get to do that.
What's the name of this park? Or do you not know, because it's all exclusive?
We don't even know how you got the ticket.
He has the ticket. How wouldn't he know?
Yeah.
It's shit, but time and place go stand
it is. It's Stove called
Stovetopia.
And he owns it.
Stovetopia. And I do own it.
He's got a ticket to his own amusement park.
It's about to open, and I needed some people to test out the ride.
Okay.
The clown's all over again.
Stovetop.
Yeah, Stovetop.
Yeah, that's
what I didn't tell you guys.
So wait, from what I gather...
Who the fuck asked? Stovetop was talking!
Asshole.
Wait, does Stovetop also call everyone else Stovetop? Is that what I'm getting from this?
No.
Okay.
No, he doesn't. He just has to say it every time. Yeah, Stovetop.
So is it like a Yoda thing where he just talks like that because his master did?
No,
he doesn't like that.
Oh, okay.
He's just so self-centered, he has to
maybe
say
we'll get Stovetop lore.
You might get Stovetop lore, I don't know.
Apparently, we're not gonna.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right. Yeah, Cosmo, I'm sorry I interrupted you. What were you going to say?
No, I interrupted. It was my bad.
Go ahead.
Is this, like, open to the public? Are people going to be here?
I thought it was all exclusive.
I was just about to get there.
We're going to need to be paid if we're going to show up.
You've been paid. Yeah. You've been paid already by Stovetop.
Well, I was talking to you. Interrupt me. So
we need to go over the contract.
It continues.
Whoa,
I am just looking for a Stovetop. That's his man. It's true. I am.
Yeah, John.
I was also just looking for a meal for our friend John.
Oh, I thought I was.
Yeah, John!
So he'll stop trying to eat me.
I thought I was
stop trying to eat me. Yeah, John.
Yeah, Claire.
You.
Yeah, Stovetop. You know. So, anyway, to answer your question, this is all exclusive. Nobody's been here.
This is a. Sorry, I'm gonna butt it as Athena. I don't think you know what that phrase means. Do you mean all inclusive?
That's the one.
Thanks.
Yeah, so tough.
You guys are gonna try out the rides first.
Yes, don't stop.
This is the grand openings tomorrow, and we need you guys to try out the rides.
This guy fucking rips. I love Stovetop.
Stovetop.
Hey, Stovetop.
Hey,
Stovetop. Hey, Stovetop.
Yeah, Stovetop. What's up?
Hey, hey, listen to this. I think you might like this. I've been testing something out. Yeah, John!
Yeah, Stovetop.
Well, I mean, one of them sounds better than the other, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree, but I think you really got something there.
Stop. Yeah, John! Wait. I put the dial on your head to turn up the fire, and I'm touching it.
I would like to try. Yeah, Athena.
Hell yeah, Athena.
Yeah, Stovetop. Stovetop.
Every single time. Every single time. It's a reflexive action.
Yeah, John. Yeah, John. That was out of character.
He broke.
It's so hard. It's so hard to keep up with.
Stovetop, did you ever think of no Stovetop?
Yes. Yeah,
leave the interview on.
I know that's no way to live.
Can't do that.
Hey, how about you stop trying to steal my job? Interviews are my thing.
Yeah, John.
Yeah, John. Yeah.
John.
No bird.
Three birds.
One.
Three.
One.
One, two, three. Count the rings.
You.
Yes.
Yeah, John.
No, John.
One.
Three.
John.
Birds. No, you're John.
I me. Me, bird.
No.
You, John. Yeah, John. Are you beating him on the head? No, Stovetop.
Why are you so, you shut the fuck up?
Yeah, John.
Yeah, three.
One.
Three, bird.
One.
I am going to fucking kill one of you if I do not get off this goddamn ship.
All right, let's go.
I've run, like, full speed at this guy right here.
Victoria.
I'm gonna erase you in a hug.
And I'm gonna start biting your neck.
What the fuck? I'm just gonna rip you off and throw you.
Yeah, I'm gonna help heal him up.
Yeah, Stovetop. So show you guys the way and maybe continue this campaign.
So, Stovetop, was this your last choice in crew to hire?
The cheapest.
We were like, we don't know when you're gonna get there, but you'll get there. Maybe.
Yeah. You might not get eaten.
It's really a 2-day journey. We somehow stood out by 2 weeks.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, John.
You land on the surface of Moltrox. The landing pillar. Nope.
But
the landing gears of your plane as they touch the ground sizzle from the heat of the planet. All of you must don protective suits, the organics among you, to survive on Moltrox.
Yeah, Moltrox.
I ain't doing all that.
I'm doing that.
I'm definitely doing that.
Yep.
I ain't trying to become no lava chicken.
All right. Are you not doing that?
No, John's not doing that.
All right. As you exit the ship, John you take 5 points of damage from the sizzling hot ground beneath your feet that are melting your toes.
I'm gonna cast Sanctuary on him after he does that.
Victoria, do you haggle putting the suit on?
Around him.
What was that?
Do you put on the anti heat suit? Okay.
Is it only
half? I'm a decent bit organic. I need it.
I already put mine on.
Okay.
Yeah. I donned. It's a little snug, tight.
You know, stovetop.
You had to cut a hole for your flail.
A bang tomorrow. I would say you should publicize that I'm gonna be here because I am a pretty big name. And
that's the secret reveal. That's why he hired you.
They don't say yeah, Cosmo. They say yeah, Stovetop.
A lot of people.
He's
say
got
yeah,
all
Cosmo.
The press he needs.
You may have been the cheapest.
Was that a sex joke, Cosmo?
You also have Cosmo.
and
Freebird. I need the free publicity.
You have publicity.
Publicity? He's in prison.
You need publicity. That's my game.
Why are you talking like Max Headroom?
Now we got the bird guy.
You've heard him before.
Nothing.
One bird.
My name is
Three Bird.
This is
a really long sentence for me.
My name is Three Bird.
His name is Three
Bird.
This
is a really long run-on sentence. His name is Three Bird. He is one bird. He is three birds.
Yeah. This is how I'll do this to prevent me from saying yes.
Did I do that right?
Every time I open my mouth.
Stovetop,
stove
did
top.
I do that right?
Yeah,
John?
Yeah, Stovetop. Yeah, you did that right. Stovetop.
Yeah, John.
This is the greatest fucking episode we've ever done.
We're only 16 minutes in!
Only?
It's gonna get so annoying.
I thought we've been at this for half an hour!
We've got at least 10 minutes.
This episode's definitely fucking titled Yeah, Stovetop.
Do you serve alcohol on this planet? I'm really gonna need it.
Yeah, Stovetop. So, for the adults, we will, but not for the kids.
I'm an adult.
For the kids, it's all exclusive.
Yeah, Stovetop.
I'm an adult. Point me to the bar.
Yeah, John.
I'm going with Cosmo.
I'm a guy.
Stovetop, do you serve...
Yeah, John.
Do you serve Sunball Shot?
I'm on the move.
Yeah, Stovetop.
Oh, gosh.
Of course we serve Sunball Shot.
I can't be a part of this.
I'm gonna follow.
All right. Yeah, John. What's that? Yeah, John.
It is fucking glorious, John. It is sweet, spicy, fine, brown, brewed beverage. It is very spicy in the throat.
Yeah, John.
Yeah, John.
Yes, he's doing it!
I'll take you guys right to the bar.
Stovetop, do you have your...
An automatic robotic bartender looking exactly like the bus driver from Black Ops 2 emerges from behind the bar.
Get the fuck out of my bar!
What? Yeah, John, what the fuck?
Do you have a problem with my bartender?
You?
Oh, I was that was Campbell making a joke, sorry.
No fourth wall breaks allowed.
It gets confusing.
It does.
I do. I need to stop.
You do.
You do. I do get confusing. Oh god.
I do because I don't have a voice.
Do they have a I'm just gonna fucking like clank down on the bar.
You see him like short circuit a little bit. What will you be having tonight?
So I'm very interested in Sunball Shot, but might you have a stovetop beverage?
Yeah. You've got it, sir. You see him emerge from behind the bar, do like an extravagant little display in the air with the drinks, and set three molten orange drinks in front of you.
The last time I drank an orange drink, it wasn't great.
Yeah, Stovetop. Oh, man, I love these things.
The Stovetop signature.
Stovetop.
If you're brave enough.
How does
so
that...
So, actually, as the bartender sets it, he also sets three little slips of paper in front of the drinks that are, like, waivers to sign.
Stovetop. How does your drink go down?
Yeah, Stovetop. It's a little thick and kind of chalky.
Do you think, as an organic, I could handle it?
I don't know. You could try.
Fuck it,
Stovetop.
Yeah, cleric.
I wouldn't
recommend.
Yeah, John. I want one. Yeah, John.
Is this a disease? It is
cleric.
Because it is spreading.
It is
cleric.
Spreading.
Yeah, Cosmo. Yeah.
Cleric, I need you on standby. I'm going to dink the glass and sink it.
All right. Dex saving throw. Or con.
You gotta roll out of your stomach or something.
You gotta stop, drop, and roll.
Do I have... Oh, I have a +3 to con. Bitchin'.
Con save.
Oh, fuck.
Where's the robot bartender saying that's why he's stuttering.
Con save.
Con
save. Fuck. No!
What are you pressing?
No!
Dude, you pulled it up.
You gotta press the number and that's it.
Disadvantage.
Victoria's fuck tweaking. You. 22.
What do you mean?
With a 22.
I slam this.
You slam that shit. Your organic parts, it almost, like, your whole body is, like, tingling almost for a few minutes after taking it, but you're fine, ultimately.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna follow it up with that sunball shot.
You know when you drink, a dizziness potion in Minecraft and your screen is, yeah, it looks like that for you now.
Ah, fun. Oh,
the sun ball goes down like water compared to that.
This is fiery. I like this stovetop.
Yeah, stovetop.
You see an emerald bottle capped with a claw at the very, very highest shelf of the bar with yellow warning tape over it.
Say... sir, bartender, what is this bottle at the top? It looks, it looks at me in a promiscuous manner.
That is dragon's vomit.
Huh? What? And what is the dragon that vomits this? What?
Ancient, deceased creature.
I know one of those. Oh, yeah, John, yeah, John, yeah, John, yeah, John, I said yeah, John.
That was a little too intelligent there, John.
I mean, yeah, John.
Do you have any, like, peanuts? Any snack?
We have space peanuts.
Ah, perfect. I'm gonna take a handful of nuts, like, crush them in
space. Space nuts.
Space nuts. I'm wrapping my hand around the space nuts and crushing them in my palm. And I'm just gonna, like... just chomp them down real quick.
They're pretty good.
Pretty good?
They're a bit out of date, you can tell, but it's fine.
They're a little stale.
Yeah.
I'm pretty fucked up, though, so it's pretty yummy.
It's pretty yummy to you, yeah.
Slamming my metal fist down on the table.
You shatter it.
Shatter it or put a hole through it?
No, it was made of glass. You shattered it.
Oh, yeah, stovetop. That was kind of fucked up, dude. We just got that pudding yesterday.
You can see as you shatter
yeah, John,
the bar.
How do you know that? You've been in space.
As you shatter the bar, you can see the lower half of this robot, and you see that it doesn't have one. It's just like a torso on a stick.
Oh, it's like the one from the movie with Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence, the bartender.
What?
I know what you're talking about.
I don't know what
where
you're talking
space.
About.
Where they're in space.
Yes, where they're in
guys,
space.
Guys, this is literally Astra.
And the bartender has like a stick.
And they grow trees in the spaceship.
That's an Astra?
Yes, they grow trees.
I don't know the movie you're talking about.
It's a really good movie, actually.
Passenger. It is so good.
Oh,
watch it.
I know. I've heard of that one.
Sorry.
Yes, Stovetop.
Yes, Stovetop.
I'm going to try it.
Okay, anyway, the bar is shattered.
Okay, well, that's a big fat fucking oopsie daisies.
Yes, yeah, exactly like that.
John is on his hands and knees and eating glass.
No. So you want us to ride some rides?
Okay.
Because I can ride some rides.
Your rides can wait. I want a shot of the forbidden bottle.
If you would like to.
I'll go ride some rides.
Stovetop.
That is a death sentence, unless you contain significant magical powers.
I thought the bar would be an escape.
No, it was not.
Just further Claire.
Mm. Might you be able to save me should this cause me to falter?
Yeah, cleric. No.
It's true. I might kill one of them. Sorry.
That's wrong, Phil.
Give me just a moment. Victoria's gonna sit there buffering on his eye for a second.
More specifically, I'm not totally fucking sure.
John's gonna use Unseen Servant to grab that bottle.
All right, read that spell description for us, bud.
I make like an invisible little guy that has like 1 HP, and he just does what I say.
Okay.
It's like a
like an imp thing. Okay.
Let me read what it actually is.
As it is, Victoria chose to live another day, and he's like, you know what?
Unseen servant.
I am fucked up enough as it is. I suppose
it creates an invisible, mindless, shapeless, medium force that performs simple tasks at your command.
That tracks.
So the bottle levitates and comes down to John as I'm eating glass. I'm like, I need something to wash this down.
Isn't that just Mage Hand, but on demand?
Yeah. It's really cool.
That's Alright, fuck. Victoria, you sure you don't want in on this? The bottle's in front of you now. It's more tempting.
He just took a sip.
I didn't take a sip yet.
No, not yet.
It's in my hand, and I'm about to.
Okay. If Victoria sees John take a sip, he's gonna take a sip.
All right. Chugging.
Can I scan?
All right, you chug it. You're like... You think it tastes like licorice as it goes down. That's what it reminds you of.
I'm gonna take the bottle and just take, quick swig. Oh, God.
Roll a death save for me.
Oh, my fuck, okay.
Death?
Yeah, you're...
Insta-kill potion?
You know what dragon's vomit is.
Yeah.
Hey, Chad survived.
Magic
it.
Does...
Yeah, because Chad's magical.
Chad's magic. Magic doesn't exist in this world, per se.
My magic
science. And
my magic
stomach.
Okay.
Science exists.
Wait, so you said you need a lot of magic.
So
the magic equivalent's technology. He's a cyborg.
No.
No, it's magic.
He said the word magic.
It is magic.
So, for death save, do I just have to hit myself down to death?
Huh? Yeah.
No, you die.
Okay.
You die, and then you death save.
Yeah, so...
So how are the rides going? That we get left for?
They're doing their dry runs right now.
Okay.
So we're just waiting in line?
All exclusive.
You gotta do your death saving throws. Do you have dice for that?
Oh fuck.
Do you have dice for that?
Piece of shit.
Yeah. I've never waited in line before.
I have never been treated this.
You must make a death saving throw.
All this for dragon's vomit. Well, you're already
stovetop. You might have your first on-site death on opening day.
It's like Jurassic Park.
Yeah, stovetop.
Other things. I know tons of people.
Yes, stovetop murder.
It's not murder. It'd be suicide.
Accidental death. Yeah, they would never know.
I live my life in the limelight. That
negligence.
That
yeah.
Stop
time. No.
Stop time. I just keep thinking of a Pokemon.
Yeah, we're having a conversation.
I know. It's on.
This
is gonna be a nightmare to edit.
And then I was
can you open this?
What am I opening?
The tower. I want to roll. Okay.
And then I
need to do a D&D character where I only say.
I'm imagining him like Guy Fieri.
19.
Sweet.
So that's one save.
That's 1 point.
Doing right now.
That's a 2.
Oh.
One fail, one success.
Fuck me.
Alright, Sam, one more.
Please, Astra Dice.
Does the cleric have
that's a 1.
What is the thing?
Nat 1?
Wait, does that get +2?
That kills you! That kills you!
That kills you! Oh my god!
Oh my, he's dead.
You died?
You rolled a 2 and then a 1. One is 2 death losses.
Well, fuck! I killed Victoria!
Victoria, unfortunately, is dead at the hand of the dragon.
Wait, mom, is cleric with them?
Yeah.
You three are away.
No,
I'm at the bar.
They're in line.
You're at the bar?
Yeah.
No, cleric didn't come. They're doing rides.
But I'm not going to be able to do anything to stop him from dying, am I?
Not with this.
No.
This is like drink.
He
failed
poison.
A death save, unless you have a fucking scroll of Revivify.
Nope.
Or he has the spell itself.
No.
No, I'm not level 7.
Damn.
Adam, wait!
He succeeded,
right?
He succeeded in killing himself, right?
What does that mean?
Half orc.
If he goes to 0 hit points, he goes back up to 1.
Well, how does that work?
That's what half orcs get.
Wait,
that's the half orc
that
passive.
For a battle, not for
That's
it's
just
for
death.
If you die in fall damage in Baldur's Gate, you live and you're just stuck in the abyss.
Yeah,
it's funny.
What the fuck?
That sounds like a bug then.
But that is how it's intended to work. You're
so, I mean, it's DM discretion.
Astra.
Yeah, it's up to you.
It's DM discretion.
So,
I guess it was.
But that is what.
But I think if I drink poison,
you could argue it that his cybernetic part,
Yeah, so. Story wise,
shocked his heart.
Full board.
Like nanotechnology that just fucking starts coursing through me, not letting me die.
Yeah. pretty much.
Are you becoming full metal?
That's only if you want to keep him alive, though.
I'm gonna, like, Borg, like, a quarter more.
He's, like, green.
So, like, so I had it, like, up to, like, just my chest. Now it's gonna spread across my chest.
This reminds me, there's a short comic about, like, an astronaut, like, walking back to his moon base, and as he goes, his suit slowly eats more of his body.
Yes, I've seen that.
That's fucking horrifying.
Yeah.
And they eat his eyes, and he never knows if he makes it.
Yep.
Okay.
It's kind of awesome.
So...
That's a Dr. Wood.
Like, I'm gonna... Like, I just took that swig. I immediately just fucking hit the ground, dead, flatline. And then, like, my metal arm, like, picks itself up. Like, plants my fist down on the ground, pushes itself up, and then, like, as it's pushing, the chest piece, where, like, my chest, where it's cybernetic, it just starts, like, phasing into, like, coursing, like, little fucking, like, robo tendrils start coursing through to the side of my chest that has my heart, and it just fucking, like, it's just, like, wrapping around me, and it starts just spreading, goes up my neck, and it crawls all the way up my cheek where it was fleshy, and it stops right before my eye. My eye opens. Oh, fuck!
Oh. This guy's going full smasher.
Oh. Watch after all this. He's like, no, I think he'll still die.
It was good, right?
He's metal cooler.
So, let this be the lesson. Magic, you don't fuck with in the world of Astra. It is an ancient force way beyond your understanding.
Yeah, Stovetop. So, we were actually going to sell that to finish off selling the rest of the land. Or whatever we do. Would you have an amusement park?
Stovetop. Yeah, John.
It tasted good.
That's why it was behind the big yellow X.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Sir, I swear I did not serve it to them.
Yeah, Claire.
Yeah, John. Yeah, he did.
The robot gave it. To them. The robot gave it to them.
No,
what the fuck? Robot solidarity.
I've known this guy.
I'm Imperial.
Fuck.
I miss my robot.
Claire,
he would never do that.
Can you fix me up?
Yeah, I'll cast healing word.
I can give you it back. I think.
Yeah, Stovetop, if you could do that, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
are we still in line?
Fuck yeah, thank you.
Oh.
Who are we in line by?
Half-orc win, oh my god.
Ride?
We've been holding on.
It's not my fault you guys didn't choose to be at the bar where other action was happening.
Yeah, I just fucking died and you missed it.
I got bored by Stovetop, 800 times.
It's funny, but it's...
Oh, but you can watch TikTok. Oh... I don't know.
Glorp Top exists.
Glorp Top. Glorp Top.
Is Cosmo a Glorp Talker?
I was trying to go all
that. He had a pretty steady following, but now he's kind of in
the dark. He's got 1,000 followers on Glorp Talk.
He's got more.
And there's only 30 of them.
Yeah, now I have 1,000.
He's got his botted.
You remember the human.
Not the Glorp Talk.
Oh, yeah.
The Glorp is a mentality. It's like Mandalorian.
Oh, my God.
This is the Glorp.
He's the creator of TikTok, and he... He was like invading the Glorpians and got the idea of TikTok and then went back to Earth and created TikTok.
Oh my fucking
god. He's like and, over
and his name was John Glorp.
John Glorp is calling.
Yeah, John.
John Glorp is calling.
Fuck.
Alright, fuck. Alright, let's get on to some rides. Stovetop!
Yeah, finally!
Thank God.
What is up first to be tested by your newly hired gang of miscreants?
You look pretty rough, Victoria.
Don't mess with the magic.
As you hear him speak, he has like sort of a metallic like thrall in his in his voice.
Ew, you sound.
I drank something and then he drank it and he died.
Why would you do anything this guy does? Seems like poor judgment.
Yeah, John.
I may have been inebriated.
Yeah, you'd have to be. What rides do you need us?
Yeah, Stovetop. That was a good one. So.
Thank you.
We'll start first.
What?
He laughed at my joke. I love him.
First, we'll start off at the thingamatron. The thingamatron spins you really fast.
Oh, I love those. I've been on those on Earth.
360 directions.
Oh, maybe.
And then it turns upside down, and it does it all over again, baby.
Is it safe?
That's why you guys are here.
Oh.
Gonna find out.
I think we should send the indestructible one. Any points to John?
Yeah, let's send him on this one.
Huh? That'd be a good idea, Stovetop.
John, would you like to ride the ride?
On the rides? They're pretty fun.
Like a roller coaster.
I think you predate roller coasters.
No, they would have had them.
I think, yeah.
Coney Island existed by that point.
Coney Island existed.
He would have been on a roller coaster.
I didn't go.
Yeah, he's from, like, Mississippi. I don't think he doesn't
they
know
what they still had roller coasters, man.
I didn't go.
He didn't go.
He's never been on to a fair.
No.
Who are you?
Who are you? Who are you?
Yeah. Well, this is a great time to
Has he ever
try
had a meal? Has he ever had a Chinese meal?
Yeah, John.
Is there food?
Maybe.
On the ride?
Yeah.
Maybe. Ladybug?
Is there?
Don't ask me. I'm not real.
Oh, come on. It's not Ladybug anymore. It's Athena.
Athena.
Yeah, Athena's just like a watch that you guys like wear to like keep you guys all connected,
I
guess.
Can I project some food onto the ride for him?
Yeah. You see a hologram of, like, a big, fit cartoon turkey leg.
Oh, I'm running.
All right.
Yeah,
shut the door
John.
And turn it on.
Yeah, John.
All right. Now, how did you describe the effects of what this does to John?
So, it goes...
Is it...
and then it goes...
So, it's just a delirium on a even faster basis.
No, without restraint.
Delirium does not go like
that's what I'm saying. It's like a delirium without restraint.
Is he strapped in at all, or is he just bouncing around the fucking cab?
It's one of those things where you're back against the wall, and it's gravity.
Oh, like the gravity thing. Yeah. Okay. So he doesn't need to be strapped in. It'll stick.
Yeah, but I was in the middle.
It'll fly to one of them.
Yeah, you'll just hit a wall.
But it's going so fast that it looks like a sphere.
Oh, that's
okay.
Cool.
I'm gonna kill him.
When in all reality, it's just like a thin line like this.
I don't want to know what happens when John dies.
Big boom.
When this thing finally, not lands, that's not the right word, returns to the station, you see the door open with a hiss and then smoke, like, emerges out. And then you see clicking in high, fancy, shining heels as Lasuna.
Bitch again. You don't know about Lasuna.
Looks like you rattled her free.
No, I don't.
That's John, by the way.
No, I am Sue.
Hi,
Lasuna.
This one.
Yeah, Lasuna.
What happened to you?
Your John. he drank magic potion, and I drink it, and then I fucking die. It's okay, I'm cyborg.
Okay, pal.
Try it again, though. I think next time you're running out of body.
I've got more
flesh to spare. Do not follow in John's footsteps. Typically not a very smart idea.
No, I think I learned a lesson.
Anyways, what are you all doing? I haven't seen you in so long.
What did you think of the ride?
Yeah,
what
did you think of the
ride?
Yeah,
cleric.
Yeah, that's kind of the most important part. That's why you're here.
You
what
rate
did you think
it?
Of the ride?
1 to 10.
Oh, guys, I'm being berated right now, and I would really appreciate one person at a time. Buddy?
Hi, Sue.
Go ahead,
Stovetop. Yeah, Stovetop. So, anyway, I don't know...
What is this guy doing?
He just does that. It's weird.
Just don't...
Can we talk?
He may have a chip loose.
It doesn't matter. Just listen to him.
Listen, lady. you just went on a ride, and quite frankly...
I did not!
I thought it was pretty fantastic.
John went on a ride.
Okay, did
can
John
you, can
like
you
it?
Can you tell me how John feels, then?
Oh, he didn't like it.
I don't believe
he was lied to. He said there was. You said there was food. And
I said maybe, to be fair.
And there was no food.
I know my boy John. I've known him for 4
I don't
weeks.
Think you do.
Can you go back in there, maybe?
No, why would I do that?
Well, you might have fun.
But we're here
it's
for.
An amusement
park. That's what you're here for.
It's all
but
exclusive.
You're here for. No. Sorry.
It's all exclusive right now, but soon it'll be all inclusive.
What are you even talking about?
Oh, she's useless, I'm telling you. You can't really ask her for anything.
Did we get stove top?
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Then why are we still here?
Because I like some of these people. Not that half of the room.
It was half before, but... half after type deal.
Might you have something for me? Not too rough. I am rather worn from vomit of dragon.
Yeah, stovetop. Yeah, so we could all go to the kiddie section of the amusement park if you'd like.
I'd
like
another
that.
Adult ride. I'm pretty not.
I will go to kiddie ride and I will like it. Thank you.
Do that.
I think you guys should go on that one.
I mean, you could go on that one. That's one of the adult rides.
That's
just,
the super.
You
that's
just
Ultimatron.
Saw him go on it. I don't need to go on that one.
Okay. Do not misgender me.
John went on there.
Yeah. So,
you pointed at me.
I have a
you
chip right
John's
here.
You are John's person thing. I don't know what you are.
To be fair, do you have gender? You seem to be older than time itself.
Who are you?
I am Birdman. Bird.
Shut up.
God damn.
So look and sound like lady. Good enough for me.
I don't like him anymore.
We're not gonna unpack that.
Oh, I'm so sorry, John!
Okay,
I could
even
kill all of you right now if I really wanted to.
Even I don't dead name her.
Oh, fuck.
Alright, point me in a different direction for
yeah,
a ride.
Yeah, still tough. So, because things are getting a little crazy, I'm gonna give this little chip right here that has a map of the entire park. To your droid.
All right.
Is that
all right
with you?
Yeah.
I go to kiddie section. I'm gonna storm off.
All right. What I'm gonna have you do is show them around the park, let them enjoy themselves, and yeah.
Yeah, stovetop.
Yes, stovetop.
Yeah, cleric. So there's the kiddie section.
I'm just like playing around.
Yeah, stovetop. So I'm gonna take them to the kiddie section.
Here's Death Tower.
Why is Death Tower in the kitty section?
No, it's outside the
kitty section. It's adjacent!
That's for the kitties to look at as they're on the kitty rides.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Stovetop, could you describe the kitty rides to me?
Kitty rides?
Shit. That's the saddest voice I've ever heard anyone use to say kitty rides. It's like a fucking pondering a lost duck like son.
Kitty rides.
Good God.
Oh my God.
Yes, stove top. So we got one kitty ride. You get on the seat and you go like this in the air. It's not too high though. It's probably like, you know, this tall, and you just. I think I'm gonna call it the push.
The push. I like
because you usually have somebody behind you and they
like a swing. Wait, like a swing then?
Like a space swing.
A space swing.
Oh, it's a push.
It's a push, clearly.
It comes with.
You put. You swing on a push.
It has rockets in it. Little ones.
No, it doesn't. You gotta push.
Yeah.
It's not a push if it has rockets. Come on.
Then it's a rocket.
There's a little boost at the end. Gosh, it's still a ride.
You know what? Yeah. It's also got stovetop. Yeah, stovetop. It's also got rockets on the back.
Sorry, do you have Tourette's? I think I'm broken.
Ethan just committed to a bit. He ate. He's been doing it for.
However, we are asking him to play like a really interesting character and world building at the same time.
We can do it for 40
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, how the fuck do you think I feel?
And he's just breaking down slowly and forgetting to do it.
Yeah, stove time. Okay, what were we talking about?
The kitty ride.
All right, if
the
you,
push.
I will. I will let you have a get out of jail free card if you want. Athena can diagnose the problem with your circuits and fix you.
Don't do it.
No. Okay. No. No. Never.
How about we're just all on a ride? Can we time jump to that?
Yeah.
Great.
Everyone is on a push together right now.
No.
Sue is pushing. Yes.
Sue is using her tentacles to like push them all at once.
Oh my god.
Okay, that's kind of.
This is so peaceful. I love it.
I used to see these in the shows. They would let me watch in the laboratory.
I used to ride on these on Earth, except they were so much less fun.
My planet had pushes, but they were a lot more rusty.
It sounds like this isn't very unique.
You see, Victoria's like going in full loops.
Yeah, so
I just have my hand like chained up to the top, and I just keep like extending and dropping.
I've got like five little tendrils pushing everyone.
Aww.
When you're just sitting over on the
yeah, I'm like sitting over like with my arms crossed, just like rolling my eyes. But then I'm also kind of smiling.
Yeah,
I like it.
So Stovetop's gonna.
This is the first cute moment we've
yeah,
had.
You guys don't see it.
Stovetop's gonna go up behind this little.
And then I push Cosmos really hard.
Cosmos like slipping out.
Not fun anymore.
Oops, I slipped.
Stovetop is gonna go to like the little control area that's like in the corner. And he's gonna press a button.
Hopefully.
And that button is gonna.
I love that.
It's gonna activate the rockets. Don't worry, you guys didn't see them, that they're there.
I don't know how you didn't see them.
I don't know how you didn't
see them. I don't know how you didn't see them, but they're there.
And they activate, so now you're all...
Yeah, they're all going around.
Unless you let go, but...
What happens if that happens?
You're just gonna go flying.
Oh, fuck.
I don't think I'm gonna go very far.
This is in the kiddie section?
Well, yeah. Did you see the adult ride?
That's fair. Turn this guy into a different person.
As far as you know, that's what the ride does.
Yeah, that's the ride.
We should bring Bing Bing here.
My fuck!
Yeah, dude. Was that the weird guy that nobody liked?
The marketable plushies.
The marketable plushies.
Oh, he does.
Ring,
well, you
ring,
guys don't really
ring,
seem to
ring,
like him all that much.
Dude, they're
ring,
all
ring,
flying
ring,
around
ring,
in circles
ring,
on the plushies.
Ring, ring,
hello.
Ring, ring.
Oh, hello!
Okay,
It's Bing Bing on the other end. You guys said my name.
Decline.
How did you know?
I have Bing Bing detection software.
You want to come to a kitty park?
Turn around. You see a landing pod emerge from the sky, and there's Bing Bing wearing a heat-resistant suit.
Bing Bing, you're kind of stalking us.
Bing Bing just wants to be accepted.
Okay, alright, Bing Bing.
Dude, we got Bing Bing and Stovetop in the same room.
Bing Bing.
A Bing Bing and a Stovetop walk into a bar.
Walk into a kitty land.
Stovetop, this is Bing Bing, and he's gonna.
You say this wall, spinning, around.
Hey, Stovetop.
Some kitty
rings. Yeah, Stovetop. Hey, what's up?
Is there a kitty bar?
No.
No. That's actually a very strict rule.
Fuck!
Bing Bang!
What?
How old are you?
Space 13.
Not old enough for
I just turned Space 13.
Not old enough for that.
Happy birthday, Bing Bing!
Thank you. Nobody else said it.
I can give you this. Thing. He's so cute.
That's a Bing Bing.
I can give you this Earth vodka.
Oh, you forgot.
Stuff we have, though. When you want Earth vodka, that's the weakest stuff we have. It's usually
meant. You can't give Earth vodka to a
It's meant to be used like ginger.
He's Space 13.
So
he's Space 13.
Ginger!
Stovetop.
I'll have some Earth vodka.
Don't give him Earth vodka.
Bing Bing downs it with his T-Rex arm. Oh, this is like nothing. Dude, I've had like ginger ale. Like it's better than this.
Yeah, it's gonna taste better.
Hey, Cosmo, you want some?
Yeah, sure, I miss Earth.
I could take you back. I don't want to go back.
Are you a ship?
No, I can take you back.
I
have my ways.
Maybe, but we have a job to do, and that's to ride these rides.
Really? You're getting paid for this?
What? Bing Bing not getting paid.
No, you're not, but you're going to ride some free rides, kiddo. Get in there.
Okay, Jesus. Careful with the hands.
Can we throw them on the fucking stick?
Yeah, stove top. Would you guys like to see the next kitty ride?
Yes.
We're just
going to
leave Bing Bing in the twirly world.
No, we're going to Bing Bing. Come on, Bing Bing. We're putting Bing Bing in the next ride.
All right. Is the next ride back in Adult Land, I would imagine?
Or are we still in Kittyland?
It is up to you guys. Stove
top. Bing wants an adult ride.
Okay, we're back in adult ride.
Right. I just turned space 13.
So whatever would make the most fun for me?
Probably adult rides. You're pretty free.
Right. Yeah, stove top.
Wrong.
So, this one I call.
Grug.
Tower core.
Tower core.
Yes, that is the full name.
Tower core.
Okay.
So basically, you go really high, straight up into the sky, and then you go really low, way past your toes, and you go down to the core.
But of the planet?
Oh yes, but you have
what,
to wear.
What might be like melted?
Is this like listen. An are you doing an ad read to us right now?
I must
well,
say,
yeah, I mean, I
as a man who's done a number of ad reads, you're failing miserably.
I don't think so. This is his part. Give him a goddamn chance. Good
what
Lord.
The fuck, three
the inside of the tower
hey,
where you go
up.
And actually
I don't care about people.
I don't, but y'all are being assholes.
You're cutting off
silence!
Yeah, Stovetop isn't too confrontational, so he doesn't, doesn't like talking over.
I'm imagining Stovetop like a mechanical pizza Steve.
Oh my fuck.
Okay. One more time. From the top, no.
So it goes yeah, down to the fucking core.
You go down to the core. You're in a
so
giant
Donald.
Metal. You're in a giant metal.
You're down to the core. You're down to the core. It's
you're in a metal.
Really, I said, "Wow,
a metal
it's so
shuttle."
Hot.
And that
it was
metal.
The deepest anyone's ever gone. They say.
No, you can't bring him back.
No way.
So far down. So the farthest.
They killed my grandma.
Build a wall. Kill my grandma.
Anyways, you will be fine. You will be fine.
Right. Can I come on, get that in writing.
What?
Yes, no. What?
Can I have, like, a written guarantee that I'm not gonna die?
Yeah, we'll get it after. Get on in there, kiddo.
Yeah, I get out, like, a notepad and I rip off a piece of paper and I say, yes.
He eats it.
All right, I'm gonna buckle
okay,
again.
Okay.
I need help with the straps.
Can I fit on the side?
Is this your plan to get rid of Bing Bing?
Yeah, it's like imagine the Seattle.
No,
Seattle Tower.
It's the
Space Needle.
Yeah.
Space Needle. Yeah, imagine that, but it goes to the core.
Oh, okay.
The planet.
Nice. So down it's like a whole
toes.
Room.
Down past your toes. Yeah.
I take it back. This is the best episode.
Yeah, stuff's up.
Yeah, stuff's up, dude. It's all exclusive.
The all-exclusive Yeah
Stovetop. The all-exclusive Yeah Stovetop experience.
Yeah, yeah Stovetop.
You don't get anything and you might die.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, this is meant for people of my
what?
Planet.
Nothing.
What?
No.
They would still die!
No, we are a strong race. Very.
What is
okay,
yeah, stovetop!
He's a stovetop supremacist.
Can we shove Bing Bing down to the core of the planet already?
Victoria, did you want to go with?
Yeah.
Okay.
Send them past their toes, dude.
Victoria and Bing Bing enter the craft.
Okay.
Is nobody else gonna fucking go in?
No.
You're
on with Bing Bing.
I'm gonna turn to, like, look at you guys as I walk in, and I'm gonna fucking extend my hand, like, to flip you off. Ching!
I'm just gonna wave.
Are we sure this was a good idea to send them?
I honestly don't care.
Me either.
I would stop most of you guys from going in, but that guy has...
I'm gonna.
Like,
I think most.
Itch under my
all right,
skin.
Stovetop. What happens?
He has much things under his skin, and now his skin is gone.
So what happens now?
Is
you
go
down.
Disassemble him, honestly.
And you
I
actually,
can do
you
it.
Actually get there pretty fast,
stop
pretty
me.
Soon. Yeah, it's like a.
Dude, Stovetop.
I thought it goes up first, and then whoa.
Yeah, it does. It goes like that.
But really, really fast.
That was awesome.
Do they melt in the planet's core?
No, it's super metal.
Super metal.
in another universe.
Holy shit, dude.
Is it solid? Is it a gas? No, it's super metal!
It's very democratic of
this. Yeah. Dude, I'm gonna fucking miss Ethan from so much.
No, you can't leave us, dude. Bye.
You're killing it, man. I'm going out with a bang.
Super metal!
The super metal all exclusive gas stovetop experience.
Exactly.
What am I seeing?
Was that like space metal?
In the core?
Huh? Actually, was that like space metal?
You expect it to be molten lava because it's like, it's very, you know.
It's a hot planet.
So there's viewing windows, right?
There's, yeah,
okay. All
made out of super glass.
Made out of yeah, super
Where are
glass.
Their toes? I need to know this.
Up there. They're under them.
Where you would expect them to be.
I don't know anymore.
Does it flip them upside down so it, like, no, it's literal?
This one does, well, I mean...
Is it in your hand?
Dude, you go so far down, you go past the core, so then it's pat. Your toes are past you.
No, you go down to the core.
Which?
Then you would fucking, wouldn't you just fucking hit the ceiling?
No, they're super metal, dude.
I know,
you're not
man,
listening.
You tell us.
It's whatever you want. Okay. Yeah, stovetop.
So as you're going down, it's actually like, oh, this is like... I'm seeing shiny minerals and they look like stars and stuff, man.
Is there creatures swimming around the liquid core?
Yes, there are little pockets of water.
So water? There's water in the core?
No, not too deep.
It gets colder
yet,
the deeper you go.
Yeah, we're going down.
Okay.
It's like underwater caves with
okay,
water.
I see.
And you see creatures living in there and you see...
Unspeakable horrors.
Even smaller gnome people... Like not goblins, but like garden gnome size.
Okay.
Like you.
And they're living down there. And then you get to the corner.
And they all say, yeah, stovetop.
And you go up really like, like that.
Wait, hang on. At the bottom. Bing, did you see the little gnome people? They look so silly.
They look like stovetop, but without the metal suit.
I'm so curious.
Do you think stovetop is like a guy like Iron Man?
I feel like Stovetop is construct, like metal man, like me.
I think Stovetop is a guy in a suit.
We should inquire him on.
We should inquire him on. You!
They're flattened to the ground as it goes back up.
It's like ding, 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 ding.
Back to toe level.
It's like instantly, as soon as you get down there.
I love that. All
right.
No, I'm being thrust
so
up from the core at like Mach's
you,
feet.
All of you can almost swear that Bing Bing and Victoria are both 1 inch shorter from being compressed.
As we stumble out of the pod.
Yeah, Bing Bing is a bit more stable because of the four legs, but yeah.
Oh no, they made it.
One of my feet is metal from when I borged out, and it's like it just clamps into the ground real quick as I like steady myself. Ugh. I did not like that ride. It was kind of cool, but it kind of hurt the
Bing
back.
Bing throws up. It's like a little rainbow.
Yeah, stovetop. Well, I did tell you, you probably would have been better off with the kitty.
A little guy in a suit.
He inquired as a kid.
He did not say yes to him.
Because we saw other guys down there that looked like you.
Yeah, stovetop. I don't know what you mean.
I don't know what you mean.
But like I saw them, so did he.
We saw people like you, but they were fleshy. They were
They were like
no, you didn't
like flesh top. Like flesh top.
Like flesh top.
I have a video.
I don't know.
Yeah, stovetop. So anyways, and I start walking away. On to the next ride.
Do you farm stovetops?
I think you guys should stop. I think he's going to kill you on the next ride.
I think he might kill you on the next ride.
You know what?
Bing Bing's going to approach Claire, like, quietly. Without stovetop noticing.
Can you run, like, a body scan on that guy?
Try to find a port on him.
A port?
I want to stick an actual mount.
I think they mean like
I meant like
you want to probe him?
I want to probe him.
Oh my
what
fuck.
The fuck?
Arcana check.
And I feel like that should be stealth.
Is it going to be resistant?
Arcana check and a stealth check.
Okay.
I'm looking for a 10 or higher on both. You.
An arcana check?
I don't even need check.
Can I just stand near Claire while I see Claire approaching? Because I'm a little suspicious of whatever is about to happen.
How are you going to bark if he's going to fire me?
Are you a guy?
He can't say
that. No. Was that the Perry the Platypus thing?
It's a distraction.
I can tell you.
Tell me, are you all right?
You like, do you accept that as Bardic Inspiration?
Yeah, yeah, I do. It's Bardic Inspiration.
First one, I'm using that for the first one's stuff.
I love the. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You want to even bother using it?
What is it?
You can just save it for later. I gave it to you.
Well, I think I'm going to need it.
Oh, I would use it for stealth? Yeah. What was the DC check on stealth?
10 or higher for both.
Okay, okay. So I would save it for that.
Yeah, I need it for the other
roll it just a D6.
Even though I don't.
You don't need it.
Actually, I have plus 8.
11, 19.
Yep.
All right. What the fuck are you? What does Claire see on
so,
her screen?
Inside
as she's probing you.
Yeah, as she probes you.
The stovetop metal suit. There is a singular garden gnome.
What?
And he's pulling cranks and
this
levers.
Is like that one,
just
that
so
one
much so he's pulling Mystery he's pulling them so fast. That's what it's inspired by. He's pulling so fast to get it to walk. He's moving at light speed, pulling these cranks.
Oh, wow.
Oh my god! Well, good thing for you. The space gnomes are an established race already, headed by Icon McNomy Culkin.
Okay, McNomy Culkin.
So you're not unheard of.
Okay.
Okay. You exist.
Claire, do you share this with the group, or is this gonna die with you?
Or save it for later.
Or save it, yeah.
I'm gonna thaumaturgy shout it.
Oh my god!
You are gonna boom it to the heavens?
Claire expands speakers all over her ring.
I gotta get.
This guy's a garden gnome in a suit. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like that was kind of rude.
I'm gonna stop.
I fucking knew it!
I'm gonna. Oh god, okay. Yeah, stovetop. What do you mean? That's pretty crazy what that guy said, right? That's pretty crazy. I don't know what he meant by it, but
Claire is a medical droid. I think you.
No,
can
I thought like her. Bing Bing turns her phone around, and you can see. Yeah, Bing Bing's a chick. You can see video of other garden gnomes in the core of the earth.
And then you see the video as the phone gets
thrown out. Well. And then the head pops. It's like a
the stove top opens.
There's steam coming out.
It's like
out.
A fucking Dalek, dude.
Yeah, there's steam coming out.
Villain.
Exterminate. Well.
You found out.
What do you mean?
That was actually evil.
Yeah, that was scary.
I want you to play it back.
I bet now you just are dying to find out why I'm in the suit. My evil little plan that I have.
You have an evil plan?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh, I see. Yeah, stop top. I'm going to take the top of it and push it back down.
Crunching into him?
Okay, stove top. I come over to you as you're talking about your evil plan. I want to take the top of the I want to take the stove top and just push you back down.
Ow.
Does it close at all?
No.
No, it popped off like an escape.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I just pushed it back down, and then you're like, parachute. Ow!
Just a little parachute, and you're like floating back down.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Stealth top?
That hurts. You know?
I'm not as big as you.
You know,
Bing Bing has
just
a question.
Kind of a dick move.
It hurts. You know, it hurts that you betrayed our trust.
I don't know.
And you pretended to be something you are not. Yes, stove top.
Wait, how short is he if he was in a robot that was only 3 feet tall?
Bing Bing has a question.
garden gnome size.
Oh, so you're even smaller than me and Claire then.
Oh,
yeah.
By a lot.
Is stove top your real name?
Yeah, stove top.
No.
No, stove top.
It's top stove.
It's Reginald.
My name is Citrus.
Your name is Citrus?
Yeah.
That is a stupid name.
I like that name.
You could blame my father.
You're stupid too.
Fuck you, dude.
I'm
fuck you.
Personally, I think Citrus is better than Stovetop.
I like the real you.
We love you.
That was the real
I don't.
Listen,
I am different.
I can tell you why I'm doing this. Maybe that will explain to you guys why I had to do this.
I'm gonna explain to you how I do this. Maybe that will explain to you.
Enlighten us, I'm good. Citrus.
You see, for the last 20 years, I've been pretending to be one of these stupid auto-gnomes? Is that what they're
called? Yeah,
auto-gnomes.
For what purpose?
You're about to fucking find out! You're spoiling it!
Maybe for the purpose, aren't allowed to run an amusement park.
For the purpose of, you know, they won't let us live topside.
Oh.
Whoa.
And I start tearing up. I think it's really fucked up that we are stuck in the cave.
Really fucked up.
Who won't let you?
Shut the fuck up, Bang Bang.
Bing Bing, shut the fuck up. I'm crying.
The freaking auto gnomes, man.
Do you want me to kill them? I can kill them for you.
I mean, that's why I built this stupid freaking theme park, man. That's why I got my rep up these last 20 years. I made a name for myself. I built a fake family. I have a wife and a kid.
What we're going to do...
Wait, they're fake to you?
I have a fake family.
I have a devoted wife and child.
And they're not real.
They're fake to me.
To be honest, I try not to think about that.
But if you're fake to me!
If you could just kill them.
I could. I could
your wife and child?
I mean.
Among other. I don't know.
Wait, how do you have a child?
Don't fucking question it.
Dude,
okay?
Come on!
I am married a divorced.
Okay.
Widow.
Yeah. Don't get picked. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna make this the biggest grand opening, and we're gonna kill all those Autobots on these rides.
Right. Auto what?
Autobots. I don't know.
But I didn't tell you guys.
Transformer repelled.
That there's an incinerator built in every ride.
What happened to her
ride?
Then?
We didn't activate them yet.
Okay.
These are the rockets were.
These were testing to make sure the rides worked first.
Wait a minute. Are you saying Kittyland is meant to kill children?
Duh.
Okay. Whoa.
I mean, if the children are also...
The other shoe drops.
...a part of the problem, then...
I mean, they're just robots, yes?
They're just robots.
Yes.
Am I the fucked up one? I don't want to kill kids.
You don't have to. We will.
Yeah.
I'm going to return the ship.
You can be bystander.
Children.
Yeah.
Turn a blind eye to these cries.
I'm going
to
turn off my eye.
I was over on the bench.
See if that
turn
makes
his body
you
cam off.
That is awesome.
No one is in the conversation.
Remember our plan
now.
For Bing Bing? We can enslave
all
the children.
Nobody listened to me either.
Just asked for extra money
what?
For killing the kids.
We could turn all of the children into a marketable plushie.
Or somebody.
I don't like that forcibly part. You should just kill him.
Are we?
Dude, slavery is wrong. Just murder.
No, that's what I meant.
Slavery? Boo! No! Murder! Yeah!
I'd like it to be known that the real people who playing this campaign don't really support child murder.
I do.
Speak for yourself!
Dang.
I don't know if I'm a child murderer, to be fair. But Cosmo is, so I will act as a child.
My other character already did it, might as well make it too.
Victoria is explicitly not a child murderer.
I did ask for extra money and if we're killing
kids. Can you kill just the not children?
Turning a blind eye doesn't make you any better than the
rest of
us.
Oh, fuck off, Cosmo!
Just saying.
You're not taking a moral high ground about killing children.
I'm not. I'm killing
the
children.
And you do nothing.
You're trying
to. If you see the evils of the world and you don't try to stop them, are you any better?
No, the answer is no.
So just join them.
Yeah.
Can't beat them, join them.
Hey, we could put you in the rides with them. If you got such a problem with it.
I was sitting here, groveling about this. I'm gonna stand at my full height. Are they robots?
course they're robots.
They are
fuck it!
They are sentient robots. They do have brains and consciousness.
And souls.
They, questionably they are souls. Sentient,
but they're robot.
Yeah, they don't have
do autonomes make good oil miners?
But I bet... Wait! I figured it out.
Do they dream of electric sheep?
Zer melt them down for super metal.
Ding ding. That might just be the smartest thing you said all day.
I thought that was the for the incinerators, yes?
It is now.
Well, we can just...
We could go and murder them all now.
That's what I'm saying.
Or yeah, we could still use your park.
What would you guys like to do?
What would you like to do?
Use your park. That sounds so fun.
You built
they go in and they
park.
Don't come out.
Yeah, you built a whole park for this.
I have kind of wanted to see how the park
Who built this park for you?
He did.
Like I said...
By hand.
Like I said, these last 20 years I've been making a name for myself, a reputation, so that I could have this park built.
But who built it?
The very autonomes themselves.
So...
They built the incinerators inside as well?
I told them it was for dust.
No, it's all...
That was so
cleaning.
I love it.
You know what? If they believe it...
So, is there just not going to be galactic outrage and mass genocide?
Who will know?
Who's gonna know?
No one will know.
No one will know.
So I suppose we will not be Cosmo 3 predicted.
How did Yastov Top turn into genocide?
That's how we get him here.
The tower core.
Him here.
The tower core tower is like... is mapped so that it's the last thing they do. So when they go down, they see the living gnomes and they know
and all the
before they die.
And laugh,
yeah.
And then they die.
Oh my god.
But yeah, so no, we use me and that's how they all come here. It's because they're so excited to see like the world's biggest...
Yeah. We're dickhead. The world's biggest asshole.
Are we putting on a
and
show?
I'm DM'd it like me either.
It's the last of time.
You know what? Yes, Stovetop, let's fucking kill these mechanodes!
We're getting fucking shirts. Let's say yes, Stovetop. Oh, fuck, dude. You raised your hand for a question like a toddler?
No, I wasn't raising my hand.
He was doing horns.
Oh, I
see.
You know what? Yes, Stovetop!
Yes, Stovetop!
Yes. Yeah,
anyways, can you put that back on?
Does it back again? Stove does it.
Yes, yeah, stove top.
You want me getting back in the suit?
I mean, you kind of have
you
to.
You have
tomorrow.
To.
Oh my god.
You gotta go.
Yes, I know.
Yes,
I know.
Top.
What's the set list?
How do you
play
that?
Listen. Some of my popular stuff.
We stop slavery. We can commit genocide. We get that. One good thing, one bad thing.
Yeah, I'm down with
that. Yeah, yin and yang. We're whatever.
I'm kind of.
Sue has points.
Oh, so you're in with the child murder?
The whole
We are getting paid extra for it.
Slavery does kind of balance out.
Where was that high road you were trying to take?
They're like robot kids.
Up your ass, Cosmo! Haha, look for it! It's probably stinky, no?
You know, I've never met a cyborg with such a weak backbone.
Real quick, I'm just gonna like reach hit my back and I'm just gonna pull off a chunk of my metal.
Ew.
Oh, you mean like this? And my like back
just like holding it by me.
You mean this?
Did you just full on like sub-zero yourself?
You mean like the, I'm gonna put it back.
That was creepy, even for me.
Has Bing Bing can do that too.
Do not do that, please.
Bing Bing, no!
Bing Bing, no!
No balls, Bing Bing.
Yes, it is.
Now we can perform.
Now we can perform. Alright, time skip to tomorrow.
Yes, time skip to tomorrow.
God bless.
Love the time
skips. Can we rest?
Yeah.
He's dying.
Long rest.
Okay.
Oh, I get my bardic back.
Awesome, that long rest filtered out some of the fucking dragon's vomit that was coursing through my circuits.
You sweated it out in the night.
Right, I had fucking crazy dreams.
I was a blue dragon.
While Victoria was resting, he like turned off his one eye. He was laying there. It's a lot harder to sleep now. Half of his brain has been kind of borged, and it's clashing in his mind, where he kind of gets these dreams, and then they get corrupted, and it kind of flashes back to childhood memories, but then they alter. And he'll be going through them, he'll remember how things go, but then it changes in front of him. In his sleep, in his rest, Victoria watches as his mother is brutally murdered in front of him, but then it kind of, like, glitches and rewinds. And then, instead, both of his parents look at him and say, "Where's my son?"
Oh. Got heavy here.
Victoria, like, wakes up for a second in a cold sweat. There's orange sweat pulling out of his face. He kind of, like, shakes it off a little bit. He closes his eye and
it's like a Gatorade commercial.
As he goes back to sleep, and as the night is coming to a close, he's going back through that memory again. He turns a different way, and he sees a poster on a wall that has a blue dragon with golden scales, and it says, "Yeah, Stovetop." He wakes up in another cold sweat, and it's morning.
Hell yeah.
That's right, bitch. We're doing the cold emotional reveals disguised with the funny episode trope.
Hell yeah.
And then John is standing over you and he says, "Yeah, John."
And then he wakes up again.
It's really morning.
That's real. That's real. Yeah, John.
That was the worst part.
That was part of the...
All right. I think we're going to end it there.
We put on an awesome concert and kill all the children.
We have to kill them.
We have to kill them.
He won't be
off
here.
Screen?
It'll be an off screen. I don't want to do child murder.
That's
on the farm.
All right. We put all on an awesome concert.
I think this is the best episode of Astro.
We kill all the men, the women, and the children, too.
They were animals.
We left one guy, one stupid guy.
To tell the tale
of Stovetop.
And no one will believe him. Bye.
Yeah, Stovetop.